You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's up, Big Wigs? We are back. Woo! We are here. It is somehow still January, but hey, it's January 42nd today.
Did you see my tweet? I said January 47th, but you were 5 days off, Dre.
Two and sevens look similar.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, it's still January.
It's somehow. I don't know. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm your girl, Anna Roisman. This is my beautiful co-host. She is
Andrea Lopez.
Winter wonderland today, really.
I'm wearing all light blue.
But it's like she's warm, she's cozy, she's giving the good vibes. We have this.
Mention it all!
Mike lit a candle for us in case we want to light ourselves on fire today, you know. We are recording on January the 20th, so I'm just going to say that. So, you know, everyone feels that energy right now.
Right.
But we're here to make you laugh. We're here to have a fucking good time.
Of course.
Despite the country just, you know, getting swallowed up into the hands of five powerful fucking
oligarchs.
Crazy oligarchs. Yeah,
overall,
exactly.
We're celebrating MLK Day, though.
MLK Day. Okay.
Might be the last one ever. For
can
all
I
you
tell
know.
You something?
Jeez Louise. Well, we're celebrating that even more.
I have something to share, actually, about MLK Day and the inauguration. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys are you threading? Jerry's not a tweeter or threader.
I'm not.
Maybe you'll get a little more into the threading of it all.
I think I will. It helps you to think. To like put your thoughts into a joke. Like it helps you condense the thoughts. And that's, I've never excelled at that.
Like when Twitter was in its heyday, that was how I wrote all my stand-up jokes. I would just fucking tweet them out and like see how they did
and test
whatever.
Them. Right.
It was, some tweets don't work on stage though. You know, you can't really, you know. Anyway, I've been threading as if it's Twitter 2011. You know what I mean? 12, when did we do Twitter? 2013? I don't know. Whenever it was like good, I've been threading. And I've learned that Threads is not that. Threads is more of like, let me ask a question. Like, hey, New York, looking for the best bowl of pasta. We'll drop your Rex. You know, they want it to be like this, like, people
interactive.
Can just, yeah, more than like, here's a tweet that we can all fucking retweet and it's funny and it's
make
whatever.
It easy. Yeah.
So I tweeted something that you know me, right?
Right.
Okay. You know my voice. I tweeted this and it went viral for the wrong reasons. I started with wait. Just listen to the language. I go, wait. Why is the inauguration on MLK Day? This doesn't check out. Okay.
Okay.
Like a basic bitch.
Yeah.
Who's like, wait a minute. I don't think that's respect. My brain was like, I understand January 20th is inauguration day.
Right.
I know when Martin Luther King Day is. However, who in their right mind was like, yeah, let's make that the same day? I find it, especially this year, like disrespectful.
I agree to Martin Luther King. Martin Luther his own day as it should be and keep it sacred. Yeah.
Right? The amount of people that wanted to fucking put the facts out, okay, and be like, well, dumbass, Martin Luther King Day is always on the third Monday of the, you know, and then always, you know, the inauguration is always on the 20th. It's like, I know these facts. People were like, she's fucking stupid because she's Canadian. Wait, I got that comment. Okay.
Where did I go? Why are we attacking Canada now?
She's stupid because she's Canadian. Don't you have Google? And I wrote back, hold on. Did Google tell you I'm Canadian? Because God bless America. Like, that's the funniest thing ever.
No,
like,
actually, where did that fact come
from? And then I go, because I'm actually from Philly. Then I get the trolls being like, fucking that man. Now it makes sense. She's from Philly. Yeah. What a fucking loser.
Yo, go Birds.
A couple people, go Birds. Yeah, go Birds. Get your hoagies. And I was like, what did I open? I opened a
You opened up. You did.
Worms.
Pandora's box.
Like, it's.
With this.
I even wrote, now I even responded Canadian. To my own thread. Okay. And I wrote, guys, LOL. I meant this like emotionally. Doesn't check out for me.
Right.
But thank you so much for all the people who took the time to give me the facts. Okay.
Listen, we're so bored as a nation. People love spewing the facts. They go, something I know. Let me clear this up for you because I'm informed and you're not.
It's so true. And some people have a heart. Some people are like, whoa, these comments are evil. I started I turned comments off. After 800 like fucking comments, I was like, I'm done. I don't need my ego to fucking, I was like, wait,
am I stupid? No, look at all my other fucking tweets.
No, it's a
here.
Valid question. And guess what? I asked the same question just in my head.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had the same
like
question.
To tweet, maybe I shouldn't tweet things that are in my head, but I was like, it was like, for me, I was like, yeah, that's funny. I bet people would agree. Like, it shouldn't be that day. I thought right. They'd be like, you're right. It shouldn't be that day.
Yeah.
Who came up with that rule? Nope. They really wanted to put me in my fucking place.
They said, we're coming for Anna today.
Anyway, one person was like, these comments are so mean. And I wrote back, little do they know, this actually boosted me $85 on the Threads bonus. So thank you so much, everybody. You are monetizing.
Can you actually make money, more money on
now
Threads?
Now you can right now because they want to push it.
Mm.
Now you can. Now you can.
Now you can.
It's different though. Apparently, like people have, if you have like certain amounts of following, you can have like a huge number. My number's uh-huh. not that high, but like you make milestones, you know, and you watch it grow.
Good to know because I forget that we make any money on these apps. They keep lowering it and lowering it.
I know.
So I you know.
It's, anyway, it's, sorry it's I went off on that tangent, but
no, that's really funny.
I really wanted to brag about how famous I am this week for being a fucking moron.
And Canadian.
Listen,
and
Canadian. You went viral. Well, that's then someone all wrote, matters.
You're the moron. You mixed up comedian and Canadian in her profile. And they were like,
yeah,
I did.
Canadian is also, yeah, there's so many negative connotations. Like people think Canadians are just so nice that they're dumb. They're like, they're just such a nice nation.
Right. I mean, honestly, South Park made me believe that. Yeah. They didn't even give the mouths. The Canadians are just like
That's tough. Yeah, that's tough.
Although everyone who I know from Canada is a great person.
Is the most kind.
Exactly. And like there was a huge HQ fan base in like Toronto. Mm-hmm. Great people. Nice people.
Don't hate.
Love them. Can't wait to move there. Hope you guys are still welcoming us with open arms,
yeah,
right?
Please, yeah, please still accept us because at the rate we're going.
How are you?
Should we talk about the Inaug?
Oh, that's today. Yeah, sure. We can talk about the Inaug.
Well, I just really wanted to get into I just look at these things as now like a place to be seen. It's like a fashion show.
It really is. Yeah.
You know, people are walking. Wait a minute. I have to greet you.
I thought you were. I was sitting here waiting for it. I was like playing coy, like. Okay, happy inauguration day.
Right.
Happy inauguration day.
Okay. I told you, I have a restraining order 6 feet apart.
Save the juice for later, Melania. No. Listen to this. She doesn't want me to kiss her. I wanted to give a little peck, a little smoochy, and she wants a peck. I said, okay, Melania, 6 inches.
6 feet, please?
Coincidentally, my penis is 6 feet.
You wish.
Okay. Happy inauguration. Okay. Anyway.
Over it.
What was that?
Over it. Honestly, though, like, I don't want to see SNL. I would love to just avoid all Trump this season.
Yeah. I don't think they are, though. I know.
Limit it. You know? Limit. I'm so over the impressions of it. Are you? Like, watching it? I mean, I just can't. I scroll past. I'm like, over it.
Right. Because I only appreciate them when he says something absolutely ridiculous. He always says something ridiculous, but it's when it's renaming the Gulf of Mexico, right? Like that's when I enjoy the content because I was like, that's so insane. And I want to see people recreate that. But
that thing, that law or whatever he wants to pass, that bill he wants to pass.
Right.
That's literally like me tweeting out something stupid. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But he actually has the power to fucking go and do it. Like, you know what? It's like, you know what I kind of want to do? Like, if it's the same border,
let's just...
Why would it be theirs?
Right.
Why can't it be ours?
It's a lot of questions. A lot of things were changing up here, but I don't really know if they're necessary.
Ugh, yeah.
You know, but I really enjoyed the kiss scene.
The kiss scene was great, honestly.
And Melania.
Yeah, that was the height of the inauguration.
He also tweeted out something, threaded. What's the verb here?
I'm going to say threaded. Yeah, like you thread your eyebrows, you know, you thread your threads.
you thread. So you threaded.
We threaded.
You threaded something about Melania's outfit. And I was like, oh, I saw a lot of people comparing it to the Hamburglar.
Yeah. And then I really was inspired by the mask, you know?
Yes.
I think it's a combination.
It is like that flat brim. I thought don't people wear those in Venice? It's the gondola men?
Yeah.
The gondoliers.
It was a weird choice. It was almost like maybe he'll forget I'm here, you know, if I'm like incognito. Like
totally. If she just is falling asleep, she can just dim the hat.
Exactly. Or Nikki Glaser tweeted that she had a upper bleph.
She probably had she probably had a little procedure, you know, to hide that top half of the head.
Oh.
Who knows, you know?
I could see that
we
for
could
sure.
Keep guessing. Bad timing if you know you're going to be, you know, at the inauguration.
No, truly. Did you see the woman that was in that humongous white fur coat? She walked by the camera and I was like, who is that?
Who was it?
I couldn't tell. Like, she passed by and then I was blinded by Sanchez's brassiere.
Oh, yeah. Her tits were fully out, you know?
I mean, it's like a super hot outfit. This is Elon Musk.
Jeff Bezos.
Thank you.
Same. Potato, potato.
Bezos, Bezos, musky, dusky. I mean, I can't. So Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, I actually read, she had a whole spread on People one time, and I was reading all about her. Interesting woman, actually.
Yeah.
She has actually a lot of accomplishments. You know, she's smart.
I believe it. But
I just thought she was a tad off. You liked the outfit. I just thought it was a little bit revealing.
I didn't like it. I didn't think it was like appropriate for that.
Right.
Like,
but like fucking, overall hot.
You know.
Yeah.
Everyone else, at least all the Trumps were in like hats like it was the royal wedding. And I was like, what is happening here? They think it's the royal
wedding.
They
think it's the royal wedding. Yes. They were celebrating. Yeah. They were on the golf course.
Marrying America again.
Oh,
it's like embarrassing, you know, like you watch it and you're just like, ah, shit, do you think the people in like the UK are seeing what's happening right now? And it's like, yeah, of course they fucking are.
You know what I thought? I thought when I first got to the studio and I put it on, it was like sobering in a way that I like we went through the election and it's almost like you thought the election was the bad part.
Right. Uh-huh.
And then and now it's you're watching an inauguration day and you're like, oh,
wait a minute.
Things are just starting.
Like this. We're here.
Yeah, this is gonna be.
We just hit
we did the election to figure out how bad things would get.
Yeah,
yeah. We
and
did.
Now we're living.
I did kind of like let it go.
Yeah, you just kind of forget. Like he won. Whatever. Like because it's been a couple months.
Yeah.
So you kind of have distance from the election, but then you know now that it's in full effect, and you see him do two speeches at the inauguration. Mm-hmm. The
reality is set in.
The actual speech that he gave that is supposed to be like the inauguration speech, and the VH1 behind the scenes.
I love that I didn't know until he mentioned it that there was another speech before because I turned it on late, and I was like, and he's like, I just want to say this is better than I can't do. I don't want to do it. I just want to say this is better than my last speech, and I was like. This is better.
You're just watching it. You're like, why is he talking again?
This is number two.
Like,
we're doing this again.
Halfway through, he's like, "What kind of sandwich are you eating?" And
yeah, he took like a comedian would do. He took like he like moved away from the mic and like paced for a second and came back.
When did some crowd work.
Yeah, because he introduced the governor of Texas. I guess he's like, "Oh, look at you down there. Oh, does this guy look great or what?"
Yeah, he kept saying how good everyone looks. We look good.
Why is this happening? We're going through this again.
At the end, he mentioned his beautiful wife, but it was like awkward. He like didn't know what to say to her. I don't know. It was so strange.
My beautiful wife who won't kiss me.
Wait, did
now that we've all done a Trump impression, I think we vow. Let's put our hands in. Let's bow.
Yeah, we have immunity for this episode.
We're
done with this.
That's right. I mean, it's the inauguration day. Wait, did Snoop Dogg perform or was it just Carrie? He did
the night before.
Shocking.
Can I tell you also who was really shocking? I don't know if you saw my
Carrie
story.
Underwood.
Carrie Underwood. Sure, I voted for her on fucking American Idol. Are you kidding? Big letdown, you know.
Kamala was pissed about it. Did you see her face? Kamala was just like,
because it's just weird. It's like, what? You're letting down a lot of fans, you know, by performing there. Snoop, too. I was like, Snoop? I didn't know.
I'm shocked about Snoop. Yeah.
I am and I'm not. People were also like, well, you know, like,
they're seeing
he's friends with Martha.
Yeah, true.
But it was also, you want to know who was a big hit for me? I don't know if you know this about me. Do you know the song? And I'm proud to be an
American. I saw your
story
this morning. Yes, I was shocked by that.
Where at least I know I'm free by Lee Greenwood. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know it was a real song. I thought it was just a song they play at my camp every year on July 4th. Didn't know this was an actual.
Did they make you because you did choir and stuff in school.
Well,
right?
Sort of. Yeah, a little bit. I was a saxophone.
They never made me sing. Oh, I was in band.
They made us sing all of like four of his songs.
Really?
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah. No, there was a bunch of Lee Greenwood songs that we had to sing when I was a kid.
Oh my God, I didn't even know he had others.
Are they all patriotic?
Yeah. They're all patriotic. Yeah, they're all like that, basically.
Big patriot,
that
Lee.
That one, they would play on repeat in the dining hall on July 4th. And when it's like, and I proudly stand up, and the whole dining room would get up. Like, that was like our move, like stand up. Anyway, so it's always been my alarm clock song.
for years. Like,
if we had a one night stand and you woke and up goes to off, that, I'd be like, yo,
you'd kill me in my sleep.
What did I just sign up for? This is a red flag.
It wouldn't be the worst thing I've
It wouldn't
up
be
to,
the worst, but... to be honest. There could be others.
Just imagine you at brunch the next day with your boys and you're like, everything was great until her fucking alarm went off. Like, why is she,
like,
does she like masturbate to Lee Greenwood or some shit?
Dude, her fucking alarm was proud to be an American, dude. Like, what is that, bro? What is that?
Wait, that was... so I was like, he's on the lineup. Oh no, I'm going to have to change my alarm.
That's why you want to change your alarm. It took that. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Why was there doubt that he wasn't maybe a Trump supporter?
I didn't know. How was I supposed to know?
He's been at like
you
every
guys
Trump...
realize I just learned he was a real artist like yeah, 5 years ago.
Fair enough.
Yeah, when I made it my alarm.
Fair.
You might have to change your alarm. You can change it to Cher.
I would. You know, I might. Yeah. I might. It's got to be a song I love but don't love because right. It's like it's your alarm. So you're going to associate waking up, which is like negative. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For some of us. Wait, I have to say though, everybody who's listening to this and us, we all deserve fucking therapy for having to do the TikTok ban the night before and then like
publicity stunt, by the way.
Publicity stunt for sure. But then it was like, what was it? Saturday night was the TikTok ban when it went into effect or when the app crashed. And then Sunday night, people were like, this is it, guys. These are our last 12 hours before he takes office. And I'm like,
right.
Every night is a fucking countdown to the apocalypse.
Right.
And it's just, it was a lot. It was a roller coaster.
Everybody take a breath. I don't know if you saw my spiel. I got up on my soapbox.
I know, I can't wait to talk about this on air. Because I feel like we had similar, I was having fun with it. You know what I mean? I wasn't
I had feelings of just utter disgust by our nation. So I just put my phone away and I just wasn't even, I couldn't even. If I saw one more of those little square boxes, it was like, TikTok is now blah, 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 going into banning. Blah.
Well, you'll love this. I was at a taping for Sarah Silverman's new stand-up special, which was awesome. She's one of my heroes. I just love seeing, my people. And they, because it's a taping, they give you the, at a concert, I don't know if you've ever had this, they give you the envelopes and they lock your phone for 2 hours.
You were forced to be without your phone. Good, healthy, yes.
You know, you get a little like, oh God, I feel weird, but you can't get it opened until you leave the theater. Mm-hmm. Outside, literally. So we go, I get my phone, whatever. And then it was like cold and I like get on the train and I go back to Williamsburg and I was with my friend and we go and we get food. And then I whipped my phone out, but I wasn't like on my phone like I would be if I was home where you're on fucking TikTok and Instagram and stuff. And so I take it out and I open TikTok and I was like, oh my God. And I screenshot it and I just like post it. Like I was like, it's there. And then I realized like, oh, I'm behind the times.
Girl,
like,
you're an hour late,
girl. Yeah. Everyone posted it. And I was like, there it is. I had a text. I didn't realize it was gone. I had a text from my friend Tyler. This is amazing. And he goes, my friend in LA, he goes, Anna, I want you to know your TikTok was my last. And I was like, honored. I go,
that's so sweet.
I go, how to do? Because I posted. Like,
yeah. Is it doing well? How are the views?
He goes, great, I think. And then I was like, what? And then my friend Rob, who's in Canada, was like, LOL, I just saw your TikTok. And I was like, oh, you're on.
It's spreading.
And then I go, can you do me a favor? Can you send me a couple screenshots? Like, just send me a screenshot of my homepage. I never got like a final goodbye.
No, seriously. That was actually one of my things was like, oh, I can't even access the page.
Yeah.
I just can't even access the app.
Yeah. The people who are on there crying.
That's what was so infuriating to me. I go, yo, get a life, yo. And also, it's going to be back. Don't like, in what world have you learned nothing from any
apps have a shelf life? Apps have a shelf life.
Yeah, but you guys, you know, it's going to come. We've been flip flopping. They've been fooling with us. Just.
I'm also shocked that that's years. People's only outlet. Like, I'm like, wait, no, really? Same. Like. You never Snapchatted, you never did Facebook Reels or to Instagram Reels or YouTube. I'm like, there are so many places to even just like repost your TikToks.
Our generation actually had kind of three big ones. First it was Facebook, then it changed into Instagram, Snapchat, and then Vine. Or
well,
even like
our generation also had MySpace.
I didn't have MySpace, but I had a LiveJournal.
You didn't have a MySpace?
No.
No shit.
And then Tumblr. Like,
I had a LiveJournal.
So
LiveJournal was for the theater kids and MySpace was for like musician kids, I felt like. I never had a MySpace. Is that weird?
I'm just shocked. So young.
I'm a bit surprised. Yeah.
I'm just so young.
You're just honestly such a baby.
I'm so young.
You're such a young girl.
MySpace, who she? I had a Napster.
But I do think that we were given so many other apps to kind of play with, whereas this new generation really was just kind of just, you were home at school, you were home from school because of COVID, and then all of a sudden you just had TikTok, and yeah. It was just, they flocked to that.
And I think by the, used. When they got on, like you're saying, like, if your parents are on Instagram or Facebook, like, you're going to be like, old. Ew, why would I go on that app? Like, yep. So we were on those apps before our parents even knew how to turn a fucking computer on. Like, you know.
And then when they got on, that's kind of what killed it.
Kind
of. That's what made it, like, not cool.
My parents, do you want to know, you're going to love this. You know what my parents do every time I call home? They go, if I'm on, like, FaceTime with my mom, and if my dad's, like, they live in a loft in the room. He's always in the room.
Yeah.
They go, it's still February. And I go, shut the fuck up. And they make fun of me. And I go, yeah, let's see your fucking abs, dad. And he's like, February, are we upholding our...
You guys,
because if you don't follow, if you don't follow me, I claim every January it's abuary. Jared always tells me it doesn't work. Do February. And I was like, no. It's a fucking...
Wait, I never even thought about that. Yeah, February is way better for February.
Are you joining me? Continues on.
I'm saying it should be February, okay. Not abuary.
Okay, I've heard the notes, but I still like to do abs every day in January. And my parents, I guess, didn't catch this. My mom probably didn't even know stories until like 2024.
Uh-huh.
So now they're like making fun of me. And
they're
I go, the more you fucking make fun of me, I'm going to block you from my stories. And then you're going to be like, what's wrong with the app? Why can't I see her shit?
Mm-hmm. Tell them you didn't do any stories.
Anyway. Yeah.
But wild. What were we talking about?
We were talking about TikTok ban. We were talking about the ban.
I already forgot about it.
I got to be honest. You know, I got really, I don't know. Okay. Saturday night, I got home really late. And then I was like really amped about it. Not amped that it was gone, but I was amped about the content of it all. I get really excited when something major like that happens. So I literally fired off like 3 reels. One was an in memoriam.
Mm-hmm. Also, Jared was gone. I want you guys to know that's why Anna had so much time. She was just sitting home alone. No man, just dogs.
Home Anna was like, alone.
Chick, chick, here we are.
I couldn't figure out how to turn the TV on because it's like fucking 4 remotes. And I was just like, it's gone. I was like, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to play Candle in the Wind and just fire off a couple photos, make a little cute little in memoriam.
Yep.
But mine were like silly. And then I saw some people like sobbing.
The waterworks.
Like, I just want to thank everyone who, and I get it. I get that, but I get it, but I can't relate, I guess, is the thing. And that's why we were like, wait, this is like the end of someone's career. And then I'm thinking,
it's not the end of your career. Like, you can parlay it into something else, which is what all of them do. They start a TikTok and then they start a YouTube page and then they start a podcast and then they start monetizing with the social media ads.
Or they get a brand, you know, a smoothie deal at Air One.
Exactly.
Or you become, you know, the fucking whatever.
And I know this sounds harsh, but actually, no, it's not.
No, I think of it as a launching pad and you figure out other things you're going to do with it.
Completely.
The three
amigos, though, is what really killed me. It was Bethany Frankel, Spencer, and Alex Earle giving us a little farewell.
They went live. They went live on TikTok.
That was probably the most ridiculous thing to me.
They were the orchestra on the Titanic as it's going down. Yes. And they're like, we're still here playing. And that was the other reel that I did. It didn't need to be a reel, but I was like, this is so funny. And I like fucking took the YouTube scene.
Yes.
But they were on it. It was so funny because they were like, this is it, guys. We're the only 3 left on this app. And like, what an iconic trio. Because I was like, does Alex Earle know who either of these people are?
Right. Exactly. They know who she is, obviously, but it is funny.
She's huge on that app.
I think they hit really every age group with that the three of them.
Yeah. Alex is like standing there with like, I don't know, a niece or a nephew, some kid in the back.
Who is that kid on the bed?
She's like drinking wine. And Bethany is just like, Alex, we are best friends. We're best friends. This is it. We're going down with the ship. We are best friends. Right. I love you. I love you so much. I was like, wait.
And Alex is there sipping on her Merlot being like, okay, girl.
She's like, where are you from?
Okay, I'll see you guys later. And then all of a sudden, the both of them shut off and it's just Alex. And she's like, oh my God, you guys can't see me?
It just like shut down.
That's the scene of like an apocalypse movie that's supposed to be with like Jonah Hill.
Yes.
It's like that's the scene that they would make because are you serious? But yeah.
And then the next morning, we all wake up, right? Everyone's feeling a little shaken, like, I woke up this morning. What do? I can't open my TikTok. And then like an hour later, someone goes, it's back.
No shit, Sherlock. That's what I have to say to you guys.
And President Trump was mentioned not once, but
oh yeah, come at me. Yeah,
Dre, you thought that within less than 24 hours it would be restored.
I thought a week.
Me too. Really?
Yes, yeah. I had absolutely no doubt in my mind. I thought this is a publicity stunt. They are just messing with us. They want us to be focusing on this and not anything else that's happening, like the mass deportations and like all this other shit.
No, because like I was like, his name was mentioned in the alert. It said TikTok is no longer whatever in the U.S.
Yes, allowed,
but we are working hard with President Donald Trump to make sure the app is restored.
You
or whatever.
Know who wrote that? ChatGPT.
Or him.
Mm-hmm. I was like, he wrote honestly, it. Even that was a bit much for him with the terminology. He was like, wait a minute, how am I going to say this? He's working hard over hours.
And then when it came back, even it could have just been like, TikTok is back. Woohoo. It was like a whole message. It said his name again. Uh-huh. I was like, why the fuck is his name on my TikTok? This is fucking weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say when I worked for HQ, obviously, and it was very viral in its heyday. And whenever HQ would crash, Twitter would go insane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or when we'd glitch and we'd look crazy on the actual app, because it would happen, especially when they weren't like supported yet for the amount of people that were tuning in.
Right.
And I was always in the beginning days, I was always worried. I was like, oh no, it crashed. Like, or if it's frozen or something, they'd be like, vamp, talk, tell jokes, do something because we can't play the game or whatever. And you'd have to kind of like
time.
Let them know or whatever. And it was, you were always like there on your feet about that. And then I learned my boss would be like, he's like, do you realize that when it glitches and it shuts down and we have to restart a game or like, you know, go whatever, he's like, twice the amount of people tune in.
Good point.
So it's like, I was like, oh, you don't mind when it crashes? He's like, whatever.
Not really.
Meanwhile, the engineers and everyone working in the office is like dripping sweat. They're like, get the game back up. There's 400,000 people shitting on us on Twitter right now. And I was like, wait, this is a good thing?
Of course it is. More publicity. Any press is good press.
It was crazy. I gotta be honest. I don't feel like the pressure to be so, so active on TikTok right now.
And I never do. And that's another reason why I wasn't pissed about it. I was like, oh, finally.
A little break. Yeah. Yeah. And I also, here's the thing though. I did have one viral one last month. So I made money off of it. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Will I ever see this money? It won't update in my creator fund. I see the money. And then it won't update. So I'm like, oh, they're just going to never give me this money. But people have been like tweeting out like the amount of money TikTok owes them. And I'm like, girl, you make $22,000 a month on TikTok? How?
Well, no wonder they're sad about this. Actually, I'm now rethinking. I usually only make $1.50. Well, there was a girl that was doing she was one of the girls that I saw crying. And she says that she wakes up and immediately makes a TikTok. She tells TikTok everything before she tells her boyfriend, before she tells her best friend, before she tells her parents. It's like a live journal for her. And I said, okay, if that's the case, like that is crazy to me that a thing that's like a technological thing is trumps over any actual communication with a human.
That's crazy.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
But to get to that point, I guess I would be like devastated because that has now become your best friend. You tell
it's
that
like
person
your
everything.
Crutch. Yeah, that's so crazy.
It's like Lars and the Real Girl. You just like fall in love with like this. This phone, I guess.
What was the other one? The other movie?
Her. Yeah.
Yeah.
But why? I thought it was crazy when it came out. Doesn't look so crazy now.
Why do you need her if you've got the boyfriend next to you, but you're busy being like, guys, my boyfriend's still sleeping. But I wanted to come on here and just say, hey, good morning. Hey, TikTok.
Lord.
Anyway, we got some more catching up to do. What else?
Yeah, we really do.
You wrote, can you explain to me? You have a Big Wig Bites that you wanted to share with me.
I have a Big Wig Bites. But before Big Wig Bites, do we do Big Wig Sports?
Oh. Yeah, let's go, Commander!
Go, Birds. Oh, my God. I forgot my Eagles sweatshirt. Okay.
It's in the wash.
It's in the wash? Guys, we're dueling this out. Philly, D.C., we're heading to the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We got to get someone to send us.
No, we got, I think we got to go to Philly, actually. Like, I've got to be in with Xfinity Live. We're doing, I want to do like a huge pop-up.
Can we do a thing? Because can we say, hey, we have a podcast. Yeah. We're from Philly and DC. Yeah. This would be so mage. Yes. Let's fucking rep.
I might die, actually, if I go to Philly in Commander's gear. I don't care.
I love it.
I'll do it for, I'll be do there it for the plot. You.
Even though I'm in Eagles gear, I'll be like, don't touch her. She's still good.
Wait a minute. Is Anna really saying that she's going to defend me in a fight?
Absolutely.
Against Philly girls? against Delco girls.
Delco, Monco, you know.
Okay, put your fighter stance up.
Go. Go, let's go. Come on, we're going to Wawa. We're going to get hoagies. Right, we're going down I-95. Exit six, bitch.
Give me a 1-2 jab.
1-2. I didn't like Rumble, Jay. I didn't like Rumble. I'm a soul cycler. Watch my legs.
Yeah, give me a high kick.
I kick and I scream. I'm 50.
Great. That's who's defending me if we ever have to fight. We have to throw
someone
hands
comes
at
up,
Philly.
I'll be like, no one mourns the wicked. Good news.
We're all going to die. I'm going to be putting some headlocks in.
Mike, you can protect us.
Yeah, Mike, you coming through?
You're on your own.
You got sunglasses?
Philly?
You
can just be like, yeah, Philly. No way.
Come on. Have you ever gotten to a bar fight, Mike?
No, my mom's in too much Eagles gear. It's actually like gross.
What was it?
You gotten into a bar fight?
I have.
I've never thrown a punch in a bar fight.
Okay, somebody threw a punch at you.
I've been a party to a bar fight on the beach in Jersey. Everybody
on the
fights
beach,
in Jersey.
That's true. Yeah.
Everybody fights on the shore.
They confuse a fist pump for
friends,
a punch,
I
and
had
then
friends
all of a sudden
who were like, we were like in a fight, but yeah. I didn't fight. Like yeah. I was just trying to stop the
He's
fight.
Too nice.
I just thought I thought even in our 20s it was too much. I was like, we shouldn't be getting into fights.
Right.
You know?
I'm always the one holding the bag or like pulling somebody back. I've had to pull my girl Rachel back. I've had to be like, yo,
have you been in a bar fight?
No.
I have.
No.
Do you want to hear
shocked.
It?
Shocked.
Do you want to hear it? It was at the W Hotel in Union Square, New York City. Okay. And there was a cocktail tables, but there was like a long bench, you know, with a bunch of different tables. And there were like little seats like on the other side of it.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting on the bench or whatever. And some fucking older woman she's probably like my age now. No, but some older woman who was wearing, I'm sorry, but I'm going to throw this out. She was wearing fucking like braided pigtails and like some hippie shirt.
Okay.
And
very unsuspecting.
And she keeps like moving to like into me because I'm sitting on the bench next to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, excuse me. I have no problem saying anything to anyone. And it could get you in trouble.
Yeah.
But, and she goes, you're in my spot. And I was like, no, this bench is for both of us. Like, I'm sitting here.
Right.
And she kept like nudging into me. And I was like, excuse you. Can you please move over a little bit? Like, you're touching me. And she turns around and was like, what, bitch? And throws her martini on me.
Really?
Not the martini.
This really happened.
Wasted martini.
And I go, get the fuck out of my face, Pippi Longstocking. I fucking throw my shit at her.
You did not call her Pippi.
I was like, you fucking go back to Hair the Musical, bitch. I was like, she looked psychotic to be sitting there. And I was so
looking
angry.
Like you, Pippi Longstocking head ass.
I probably had just like gotten out of work because I used to work in Union Square when I first moved to the city. I was like working in restaurants. It was like late at night. And I was just like, fuck this bitch.
Burned her.
We didn't like punch each other, but like drink throwing is like not normal.
She threw her drink. You didn't throw yours. You just like gave her
some. I think I had a little left and I like did afterwards.
Like yeah, I had a sip left and I threw it right in her face.
I insulted her verbally more, I'd say.
Yeah, you did. I think she was really hurt deep inside.
I don't care. Don't throw your drink on me. Pippi Longstocking. I'm like, bitch, I blow dried my hair. Don't you touch me with water.
It's actually really good burns.
Thank you.
To like think quick on the.
Well, it was like a costume. I was like, you know, she looked like she came, like Miss Lippy just exited, you know.
Freckles and all. She was there.
Like braided pigtails and like a peasant shirt. And I was like, bitch, it's Saturday night at like 1 a.m.
Get it together.
Literally.
That's a really good story. How is this the first time we've talked about the bar fight?
Oh, yeah, don't fuck with me at a bar, guys. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, hop off. I was protecting a friend in Philly. Some guy pretended to be her boyfriend, came up behind her and touched her really inappropriately. She turned around and was like, oh my God, thinking it was her boyfriend. It wasn't. It was a random stiffy ass, stank ass man.
I hope you said that.
And she was like going wild and she like threw me her purse and I was like, oh shit, I'm just here with the Louie. And this guy was just like, yo, you want to go? And then all of a sudden her like super beefed up Guido cousins like rushed in and started throwing hands and we all got kicked out.
Damn.
Actual like fists?
Actual fist.
Nice.
But if you saw her cousins, you would go, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's damn.
Yeah, but I didn't even get to throw hands. I was just like, I've got
you
the
had
bag.
An important job.
You're right.
You had an important job.
Did you want to throw hands?
Yes. After we got kicked out, I was like, well, had I known we were going to get kicked out anyways, I would have been up in there like this. I would have been up in there.
How's that? Is that better for you? Yeah. I did some punches today. If I'm on my 2 feet, you know, I'm better. You
right,
know
right,
I'm
right. Sitting
him down. Anna's punches aren't even close to punches.
It's sad because Anna's arms are cocked out. But I'm actually like beyond strong and I could punch.
I believe
Jared,
you.
I think I could knock him out.
But you have to. Your arms have to be
that
in.
That is.
You're like throwing punches like this.
Because she's got a mic there. You know, you don't want the microphone.
Yeah, yeah, you want me to break your equipment?
Come on.
You want me to come over and fucking sock you on?
No, we got to go to the arcade and we got to do that punching machine to like test out your strength.
Yeah, or we could go to like a rumble class and just shoot a fucking bag for a little bit.
We're doing that this week.
Okay.
This brings me to my good news. There's good news today, Dre.
Yes.
Good news for the Williamsburg, Brooklyn community.
Mm. Williamsburg, give it to us.
For the Williamsburg
community.
Are we
getting a bon? Oh, we have a bonbon.
We are getting. We are getting Barry's Boot Camp, which I've never been to. And
me
I even
either.
Said it a week ago. I guess, I've never been to a Barry's Boot Camp. Isn't that strange? Because it was always around during the Soul Cycle,
yeah.
Like paydays.
Right.
And then now it's coming to Williamsburg. So maybe this is our chance to try a Barry's Boot Camp. Wait, Jared just sent me it. Also, wait, there was another good one.
What is Barry's? A mix between hit and
it's like
strength?
I think it's like a little of everything. Oh, and then this is a good one in the spring. Guess what else we're getting here in Williamsburg, which I've now come full circle with.
Okay.
Abercrombie.
That's
coming
big.
Coming to Williamsburg. Yeah, that is big.
That's big.
That's like solidifying Abercrombie in like, you know, the cool kids.
Yeah, they're back, huh?
They're so
they've back.
Been back, yeah. I have a couple tank tops that I wore all summer from there. Great price.
Fit. Good stuff for the guys, too. They had those new netted kind of like crocheted tops that all the guys are wearing.
Yeah. No, I'm loving. I think they have good style, like good designers right now. They're fucking crushing.
They're crushing. We know the CEO, actually.
Oh, okay.
Well, our friend's mother.
Oh.
I mean, we're close in there.
They heard us. Let's get those girls some Abercrombie in Williamsburg.
It's on it. It's amazing to see a brand that went so far down and then came back up.
Yeah.
I mean, they really made a revival.
Yeah. Also, shout good out to them. My writing partner, Gabby. She was an Abercrombie model as a teenager. So really
I
important.
Was too.
Really important.
Really important.
Mike was a Abercrombie model.
When I was, like 19, 20.
Where
shut
are those
the fuck
pictures?
Up.
Yeah, where are
oh,
those
not
pictures?
Like not like on billboards, like in the store. In the store, if you worked in the store, they called you a model.
Oh,
Jesus.
That's what I thought you meant. Oh, she was an actual model? Oh, all right. Single? Yeah.
Gabby's married, my writing partner.
Mm. Yeah, it's a shame.
How do you know she still looks like her Abercrombie photos?
Well, I'm willing
no,
to gamble.
She's beautiful. She's beautiful. She's beautiful, but she's married.
Yeah. Mm. Story of my life.
Anyway, that was the good news, Dre.
That's amazing news.
Thought
Brooklyn.
You'd love it.
You know, I was thinking about moving out of Brooklyn, but maybe Barry's will keep me here.
Barry's will keep you here. Okay, wait. What else did we want? Oh, can you tell me your big wig bite?
I'll tell you the big wig bite.
Can we do something
when
we come back?
When we come back.
We're taking those big wig bites.
And we're back. I just needed to remove my earmuffs to hear Mike's diss.
Earmuffs. I thought you said a dick, and I was like, whoa, to hear.
You said
I might as well strut diss. Yeah, I got it.
I heard diss. Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Yes.
I guess my brain is just on another
anyway,
planet.
Anyway, get your mind out of the gutter. We're doing a big wig bites. I wanted to surprise you with this. I didn't put it in. I don't have it with me, sadly.
What?
I wish
here
I
am being like kid in a like, mommy, she's got treats. What?
No, I just heard this. It's a collab. Baked by Melissa is doing a collab with none other than Tabasco.
Oh, hey.
The limited edition cupcake just came out. It's available until the end of February.
Would try.
It's baked by Melissa. The red velvet with a spicy twist on it, like little mini Tabasco infusion.
You lost me on the red velvet. Why wouldn't she do like
chocolate and hot?
Chocolate and hot is weird because red velvet's chocolate based. No, I was thinking, why wouldn't you do like corn or vanilla, like corn muffin?
Oh my God, like a corn muffin.
With the hot.
Wait, genius.
Hello, baked by Melissa.
I mean, I was going for chocolate and chocolate is red velvet. Like, am I okay?
Chocolate is red velvet.
Wow.
Or like cocoa is what makes it like red velvet. I don't know. I've learned that in my, you know, in my baking days. I don't bake, but eating.
You're a chef. You're a baker.
I'm a baker.
It's wild to me. So I think it sounds good in theory, but how hot are we talking?
Oh,
you know, because I think the corn muffin would have balanced it nicely. But now I'm like rethinking this whole thing.
Either way, I'd put Tabasco on a cupcake. Like, I'm down.
My stomach is steel.
Give me anything, I'll eat it.
Mine is the worst.
But you'll still eat it.
I'll still try it. I'll suffer through it. You know what I mean?
Well, get it while it's hot. Bake by Melissa till February 28th. Wait, I have a question.
Till February 28th. Oh, we can go get them. We'll taste it on the pod. We'll do it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I was in Amtrak and Penn Station. Isn't your mom a fan of Penn Station? The fancy part of it.
Penn Station. Yeah.
Dude, because have you been to the food court? It's wild.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And they have like Laskina and they have like Chopped and they have like a sushi place. Yeah.
And they got this Irish bar in the middle and it's always popping off.
First
got loud
time?
Music.
You take trains a lot.
Well, I take trains, but this time I saw
there Moynihan Hall. Shout out.
No, like legit. I mean, I always enjoy it and I'm always usually running or coming back and I need to like go rush to someplace else. So I don't get to like just sit. I'm always amazed by the people that like they come
it's
in
like
from
an
Long
airport.
Island.
It's like we don't get there early enough to buy like
exactly
a meal.
We don't get to enjoy the actual but I was there. I did have a little extra time because my train got delayed, you know?
Oh, then you got time.
Then you got time. All the time in the world.
Where'd you start? Where'd you go?
So I saw this place and I actually wanted to ask you. I took a picture of it. It's a pastrami queen or the pastrami sandwich shop.
Okay.
And they were introducing this new pickle sandwich. And I was like, would Anna be able to eat that? Because it's no gluten.
Yeah.
So the bread is pickle.
Yeah. There's another company that does the pickle sandwich. They like scoop it out almost. Yes. And that's the like roll.
And I wanted to surprise you with that. But would you? So I think that would be another big bite that we could do.
I would love to do a pickle sandwich. Amazing. I go through a jar of pickles a week right now, you know?
I'd be eating those banana peppers and I eat the whole thing. And then it gives me like insane heartburn because then right after I go on the treadmill and then.
That's your pre-treadmill?
Mm-hmm.
Dre, who hurt you?
I know. I really.
That's like hell.
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that.
It's usually afterwards, you know, like a little
treat.
Dre must love farting and shitting and burping.
You know what? And I always wonder why I have the worst farts on planet Earth. And I take Beano now, which really helps.
I thought you were going to say on a treadmill.
Really anywhere. It actually.
You don't want to like throw up when you do that. That's got to be so like hard.
Maybe she likes living on the edge.
It doesn't make me throw up. It really just, it
but like when you run, it doesn't like.
No, every time I do it though, and I do it because I'm like stalling the gym. So I'm like, well, let me have a snack. And then I go in my fridge and it's banana peppers. It's my go-to.
And then I'm on the treadmill.
I'm like, damn it, I did it again.
Pre-workout, if I'm like, oh, I keep delaying this, I should eat something. Yeah. I only do like handfuls of cereal.
Smart.
But those don't sit well either. Nothing sits well when you run.
I was watching this, you know, scrolling, and this trainer said that you should never do cardio or anything hit high intensity because you don't really start burning fat until 45 minutes in. So if you're going to run, you should do cardio after you do weights. So now I've been doing weights, waiting to like 30 to 35, doing 35 minutes of that and then cardio because he's like, that's when you should burn all the fat because you would confuse your body if you do cardio and then weights.
Oh, I always do the cardio.
I do cardio first because I like to sweat, get my body loose.
But I switch days. I don't do cardio. Like I'll do like just weights day or just cardio or like just soul cycle, whatever I do.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Love it.
Abuary. Abuary here. We love Abuary.
We love it. We have to catch up on something very important.
Oh my God.
It's honestly really relevant to today's guests in our, or not today's, sorry. Can I redo that?
This week's?
Yes. We have to talk about something really important because it's actually very relevant to our second episode this week.
Yes, it is. Oh my God.
We are both watching The Traitors for the first time. And when I say that, people go, like, first season you're watching? And I'm like, yeah.
First season?
Yeah.
I am obsessed.
People are telling me to go back to season two, that it was, like, a really juicy one. But I'm like, I can't, my brain can't go back right now.
I know, I gotta finish out this one.
But, yeah, we're only four episodes in.
Yep.
And do you have any favorites? Like,
oof. Well, I was gonna say, the Efron brother.
Dylan.
I love him. Dylan is just so evil. No. Level-headed,
yeah.
And he's
Dylan's
smart.
Really there to figure it out and play the game. Whereas some other people are like, you know, the Bambies are all like, but
the Bambies, of course they all found each other.
Here's the thing. I feel like there's such a, I didn't realize watching this show, and people are like, that's every season, that there's such a hierarchy.
Right.
Of like,
I remember coming out to this like so late and everyone's like, yeah, no duh.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, I didn't realize like the Survivor people are like the real game players.
Right.
And they're like, fuck all these other people. Like, fuck the housewives or like.
Yeah, the hierarchy of survival. Like, what is it? Because survival is such a mind game.
Survivor.
So they have that. Survivor.
Yeah.
The survival. No, but is that why?
I guess so, because it is a mind game. And so this is closest to that.
Yeah.
And they're all like, okay, big brother, you guys are like the wannabe survivors. And I'm like, wait,
but But Big Brother can't even be in the same circle as Survivor because you're literally in a house with cameras. Like, right. In what world are you compared to Survivor?
And then, like,
and then the Housewives
and Vanderpump Rules. You know what I mean? Or like, what was Dylan on? What did Dylan come from?
Okay, can somebody please explain this to me? Under it, it goes. It said, says a word. Oh. Under his name, and I go, what is that?
Oh,
it's like, it doesn't say regular person. It says like heartbreaker, or like it says something. And I'm forgetting what it says.
What? And like Gabby was Bachelorette and right. Dancing with the Stars, and
right.
But
and what was Bella?
Bella's the one of the
WWE,
right? But Bella's they also has her own show,
and she did her and her sister. Stars. Yeah, that's true.
The what's her Bella and Nikki?
Bella and Nikki. Wait, Nikki's on the show. Not Bella.
Yeah.
Right?
The one that was, she was with John Cena.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nikki is on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you like the two housewives who are on it?
I do. I love, I'm actually, do we do spoilers? I don't know.
Yeah. Why not? It's 4 episodes are out. Catch up.
Or I am
pause
sad
right now.
True. They came after the housewives. I was like, I know that in the grand scheme of like all the categories, they're probably not going to be the strongest links, but I mean, to get rid of Dorinda first,
losing
is,
Dorinda first was
come
really
on.
A criminal for that show.
Criminal.
She was
louder
also
than others.
So funny. And yeah. They were giving her so much airtime in that first episode that I was like, oh, they're yeah, gonna she's going to be good. I'm like, there's no way they'll get rid of her.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, that's probably why they like put in more because they were like, oh, shit, we got rid of her.
Britney Spears' ex, Sam.
Oh, my God.
With his little headband.
He doesn't say anything.
Not a damn thing. And you know what I'm thinking is that because he's going to be in it for he's in it for the long game.
Yeah.
And the producers are not including him because he has longevity.
Interesting.
Because I'm thinking, why aren't we seeing anything of his?
Did you see he wore a headband to breakfast and someone was like, your headband? And he goes, thanks. It was Britney's. And then Chrishell was like, Britney who?
It was such a weird moment. And then he looks at the other Britney and I go, did they just bone?
Was it Chrishell? I think it was who said that.
Yeah. But did they just have a weird thing? Like, what's going
on?
Oh,
interesting.
I was like, why?
What's
why
she from? The other Britney. The Britney on the show.
I think Big Brother.
Okay. I loved other housewife of Dubai.
She was so nice.
She was
nice.
So cute and like, oh so like.
She couldn't believe they voted her off.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I will say, we're going to spoil the final, last episode. But
fast forward if you don't want to spoil.
Bob the drag queen.
Yo.
Here's the thing. I loved him on the show. I was like,
me too.
So down.
Yeah.
But I think he was giving away too much. And I think too many people were on to him.
Yeah, he was too vocal.
Well, here's the other thing. We've got Boston Rob is a snake
traitor. And people really did say that he was a traitor from day one. Like that his character is a traitor.
Yeah.
And damn, he's a traitor. He turned everybody against Bob because I think he's scared of Bob.
Yeah.
He saw him as a competitor.
He also only called him the drag queen because there's two Bobs on it. And I was like, this sounds wrong. When he's just like, you know, the drag queen. And they're like, oh, Bob the drag queen. Like, that's his like stage name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was interesting because I'm like, oh, wait, I didn't realize the traitors can go after other traitors.
Uh-huh.
Makes sense. But it's like, fuck, this seems early to like really go for one of your like teammates because they all have these like meetings. And they're all like, on a team. It was weird.
How obvious was it when all of the traitors went into that room because they had to? They had to do it in plain sight. And Gabby's over there like, and I heard them, but I didn't want to get found out. And they're all in the little wine cellar room, please.
Yeah.
How obvious.
It's so funny.
It's crazy to me. Wait, my favorite diss was Bob the drag queen called the Efron brother. Sweetie, if you had a drag name, it would be Misguided.
Yes.
Because you're not a good actor. And your brother isn't either. What did he say about your brother?
Was it Dolores? She's like, Dolores. He's a good actor.
Oh, of course.
Don't worry. He's a good actor.
Don't worry. He's a good actor.
He has Misguided on his Instagram profile now.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I followed him.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
Rooting for him on the traitors. Keep the good ones.
Yeah, I know. Right? Well, he was just so in tune with Bob being a traitor.
Yeah.
From day one, he said it. And I go, wait a minute. He's speaking too much truth right
Boston
now.
Boston Rob was like, I'm going to befriend this guy, Dylan, and then we're going to kick off Bob. It's interesting, though, because it's all you have to do is like, hey, everyone's doing this. And you're like, it's like middle school, this show.
There's also so many people. So even knowing the traitors, I'm getting confused. I'm like, wait a minute. I am so lost here. If this means that, then that means this. I'm the meme of the woman with the equations.
It doesn't matter if you're a traitor or a faithful. It's kind of like, it's your gameplay. Like,
exactly.
Who do you want them to think you are? You know what I mean? Like, I guess no one wants to be thought of as a traitor, but like, it's the same, like, we want to kick someone off the show.
Typical Tom Sandoval.
Oh my God. Just watch him even on silent on this show.
Like, you guys, he is psychotic.
Jared goes, I hope he stays on till the end. No, because just watching him walk around being like,
let me say what was the Stonehenge or the Stone Challenge?
Yes.
And he puts his head on number one. He is so just into himself. He's like, I come first. I'm going to put the head on the body first. Dude, like, and he's always confused. He's like, I don't know what any of this means.
Someone will say something and be like, oh. Like, they'll be like, and did you hear? Like so-and-so, like, hit a door. And he'll be like, whoa.
I think that means they're a traitor.
I don't think he knows what's going on.
I don't think he knows how to play the game.
I don't think he knows. No, he's like, what? Like, he responds the biggest outbursts.
My agent said, come on the show and just be good at it. And you know?
It's like, well, I had nothing else going on, so I thought I would just like stop by.
Absolutely hilarious.
I think we're gonna do, I wanna do like a recap show this week or next week. Like, I think we just need to do that.
Yeah, just like we did for Schitt's Creek. Shitty.
Not Schitt's Creek. Luann and Sonia's show.
You guys know.
Schittsville, whatever the fuck it was called.
Schittsburg.
Anyway,
we're doing it for the traitors.
Yeah.
Got to.
I love that. Anyway, congrats to Spencer and Heidi because they did actually not get an Erewhon smoothie, but they got a La La Land latte.
And honestly,
congrats.
Better. Congrats.
Congrats. Yeah, it's go buy a latte at La La Land for $14 and support the Spidey of it all. I love it.
I love how he is just very open with what he wants. He's like, I just want to continue being more famous and make more money. So please, like, buy it. And then the guy next to him who actually owns La La, the smoothie, was like, and also for the relief of the wildfires. She's like, oh, yeah, that too. You know, keeping it real with us is always.
Keeping it real.
It's always great.
I want to end on this, actually. I saw this one thing. Can I do one more thing? People. Okay. I saw this headline on Instagram and I think I sent it to you. People with a dark sense of humor are actually smarter and more emotionally stable. Thank you, puberty.
Oh, because we all know puberty is
science.
It is the place to go. It is basically NASA.
I loved it. I was like, I loved it too.
You know why? Because you're able to bounce back from those dark facts. You're able to find humor in the dark threads.
Yeah. I think Chappelle did a great job on his monologue of finding the humor in the fires. And
that shit was so good.
So he's just like, just the way he can like craft those jokes. I'm like, damn.
To me, it's not even jokes. He's just so well versed and he just brings in history and weaves it into comedy perfectly. Like, it doesn't even feel like he's saying a joke. That's how natural it comes to him.
You know, I think he's gone up and down for me over the years, but I did like the monologue.
Just smoking a cig. His cig is such,
he didn't smoke it. I think he might have done one puff, but it was weird he was holding it.
He was ashing it on the stage.
His hand's going to burn off. Yeah, he's just going. And I'm like, why is he holding that?
It's his style. He always has a cigarette.
It's so crazy.
I love it.
While you're talking about the fires.
No, that was crazy.
I was talking to my friend and I was like, can we talk about it yet? I did it at a show on Friday night that I had. I talked about it on stage and I was like, yeah, I think you can, you know, because you have to find the light in this, right? Yeah. The dark sense of humor, it's because I'm stable. That's why.
As stable as you can call this, but yeah.
Abuary, she's stable.
She's so stable. I'm like, one more crunch and it'll fix all my problems. Well, I was making a statement about TikTok and I just said people just need to have more chill. Just like let things roll off, you know, take a chill pill because I think people were just so quick to have a reaction.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of people that have they were born with anxiety. They're like, that's great that you're able to do that. But I wake up with crippling anxiety every day. So what's your advice for me? And I was like, wait a minute.
You were like, hold on.
I didn't say I was a therapist. I just said that I'm a chill person.
Direct them to me and I'll teach them about the best manifesting tools for 2025.
Great. Stable, everybody. Stable. Anna Roisman here. But genuinely, I think we all need to practice. I need to practice a little bit more anxiety, actually. I need to have a little bit more like care. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, Dre. Let me light your hat on fire and see how that feels, girl.
But I'm saying that's just how my brain works because I'm able to just like let it go. But I grew up with a very anxiety-ridden mother. Dealt with depression. So like I get it for her and I see how she takes one little thing and she turns it into like she makes a mountain out of a
But honestly, I love it coming out of your mouth. It's like Kris Jenner being literally like,
right,
I want to do what regular people do. I want to be, you know, poor and see how it is.
Right. I want a different perspective.
Anxiety.
I get it. I'm just saying
it's sexy.
I understand where you guys are coming from. Like, believe me, my mom dealt with that. So I just don't want people to think that I'm just so, you know, I'm
she's
just
empathetic.
Spewing words. Thank you.
Yeah.
I have empathy. I get it. But in times like today, you do just got to let it roll off, you know?
Yeah. Well, today we've got TikTok. So you know what? Take it one day at a time. And I think that's all we can do. I'm
throwing my phone out the window.
This was so much fun.
I really enjoyed this episode. I got to say, I was laughing a lot.
I loved it. Although I will sit here and think about that Tabasco cupcake I never got to try. So
I'm bringing it in, you guys.
Can't wait. Love you guys.
Wait, get tickets because we're doing a show.
Okay. We should announce it in the beginning next time.
Or okay, sure. But we've got two episodes this week. Hello.
Beautiful. Guys, we're doing our first live show of 2025.
Mm-hmm. March 5th
as part of the Knockouts Festival. Tickets are going to probably go on sale this week. Come see us live. We're going to have celebrity impressions. We're going to do our shtick. We're going to have guests. It's going to be fun. It's going to be our live recording. We honestly need to be doing more of these, so I'm really excited. So come support us. And if you want to know where you can get tickets, check our Instagram. We'll probably be spamming you from our accounts too. And that's all we got to say.
Amazing. See you guys on Thursday. Have an amazing 2 days until then.